Part 5. Role Model Staff and Principal Engineers. Previously in this book, we discussed tech lead being more commonly a role and not an explicit title or career level. So, at companies with no tech lead career level, what comes after the senior position? The first level above senior engineer is frequently called staff engineer or principal engineer. At Google, after the senior engineer level, L5, is the staff engineer level, L6, followed by senior staff, L7, then principal engineer, L8, distinguished engineer, L9, and fellow, L10. Several big tech companies follow a similar approach of senior to staff to principal to distinguished. Uber and Databricks are cases with similar career paths. Netflix and Dropbox also have similar levels, except those companies did not employ a distinguished engineer level at time of publication. However, tech companies tend to have slightly different takes on how they think about titles beyond the senior engineer level. For example, Microsoft, Amazon, and Booking.com have no concept of staff engineer. The next career level after senior engineer is principal. And there are companies that use titles like architect, Oracle, principal member of technical staff, eBay, or lead consultant, ThoughtWorks, as the level after the equivalent of senior engineer. Why do titles vary so much between companies? It's because expectations vary. It's worth looking at the title a company uses and asking, what is the full career ladder at a given company? This gives a better idea of the seniority that certain Staff Plus titles hold. A good resource for mapping out which career levels companies have beyond the senior engineer level is the website levels.fyi. Just be aware, it's harder to compare the scope of two positions than the website may depict, as the devil lies in the details. What are the engineering and business impacts of an engineer in a given position? There's a difference between a staff engineer owning a system generating $1 million per year in revenue that's used by a handful of customers, and another staff engineer owning a system generating $500 million per year in revenue, which millions of customers use. What is the blast radius of a given position? How many engineers are impacted directly, typically? For example, at a smaller company, the blast radius of a principal engineer might be around 10 engineers. In a large workplace like Uber or Google, it could be 100 engineers or more. These two positions are identical in title, but very different in expectations. Typical Staff Plus Engineer Expectations. Staff Plus Engineer is the term I use in this book to refer to levels beyond senior engineer, referencing staff, principal, and above titles. Staff Plus roles vary greatly by titles and expectations. Here is my attempt to summarize common expectations across much of big tech and larger scale-ups. Keep in mind that expectations might be higher than listed for positions like principal engineer at companies where the principal engineer level is several levels after the senior engineer positions. Area, scope, typical expectation, complex projects within their group and the company. Area, guidance, typical expectation, works fully independently and guides others around them. Area, getting things done. Typical expectation, unblocks themselves and teams they are on. Area, taking the initiative. Typical expectation, takes the initiative to solve problems and finds problems worth solving. Area, software engineering. Typical expectation, establishes and improves best practices across their group. Area, software architecture. Typical expectation, makes practical technology and architecture choices to solve problems at their group's level. Designs systems even when requirements are vague or dependencies are numerous. Area, engineering best practices. Typical expectation, leverages industry practices and introduces those which helps the group execute better. Area, collaboration. Typical expectation, with product folks, other engineering managers, and software engineers. Common to collaborate with business stakeholders as well. Area, mentoring. Typical expectation, mentors senior engineers and less experienced engineers. Area, learning. Typical expectation, keeps up with their domain, the industry, and keeps learning. Area: typical number of years of industry experience. Typical expectation: 10 plus. Staff Plus is a partner of EMs and PMs. At most big tech and scale-ups with a dual-track career ladder for individual contributors and managers, staff engineers are usually on the same career level as engineering managers, EMs, or senior product managers, PMs. This is not only symbolic, it also acknowledges staff and above engineers are expected to be partners of EMs and PMs. The same is true for more senior Staff Plus career levels. For example, at Uber, the principal engineer level, L7, is the same career level as the director of engineering, also L7. Also at Uber, principal engineers are expected to be partners to directors of engineering and product. We cover dual-track career paths in Part 1, Chapter 1, Career Paths. This expectation is oftentimes unspoken, and it's down to the Staff Plus engineer to put in the work and invest in strengthening this partnership. As with any collaboration, the key to making it work is trust. EMs and PMs put in the work to get things done that matter and communicate openly.